Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Much like the Blues Brothers, the Holy Spirit is on a mission, and that mission is to bring us to God. What is the mission of the Holy Spirit, that missio? The Holy Spirit is sent by God the Father into this world, sent through Jesus the Son, in and through the church. He's sent out into the entire world. So that mission of the Holy Spirit, we can really say a fourfold mission. There's a lot more that we could be said about it. But the first is the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul tells us, is here to convict the world of sin. The fact that we have fallen short of our dignity, of who we are and whose we are, created in the image and likeness of God. That reality of sin, that anti-human reality, we come to know that and repent of it by the movement of the Holy Spirit. So maybe you've had moments like that in your life where you recognize that this sin, this relationship, this addiction, this tendency that I'm having, that this is not bringing me life or happiness and I'm made for more. That is actually a movement of the Holy Spirit. That's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, one of his missions here on earth. The second thing that the Holy Spirit does is empowers us, as Scripture teaches us, to call out Abba, Father, to know God as our Father. And that word Abba is actually a very tender word. It's a word of great intimacy that the Jewish people would use, that little children would use when they're speaking to their fathers. It's how you'd say daddy or something that's very, very intimate and close. And so to be able to say that to God, God is Abba, Father, that is a movement of the Holy Spirit. Because when we recognize God as our Father, God is Abba, then we know that we are his sons and daughters. We are his children. So our dignity is magnified as we come to recognize God as our Father. The third thing the Holy Spirit empowers us to do is to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. So Jesus, who is God in the flesh, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, has come into this world. He has been anointed. Christ means the anointed one, anointed with the Holy Spirit. And he, by his death and resurrection and pouring out the Holy Spirit upon us, that he is declared Lord, that he means he is king of everything. And because of that, when we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, it is the Holy Spirit who empowers us to do that. And when we make him Lord of everything, that means he's also Lord of our lives, of our relationships, of every part of us as well. And when we come to know Jesus Christ as Lord, that is always through the work of the mission of the Holy Spirit. The fourth thing the Holy Spirit does is the Holy Spirit sanctifies. He is the sanctifier, meaning to make holy. So to take this whole world and to make it holy. This world that was created good by a good and loving God that is wounded profoundly by sin, is by the Holy Spirit hovering over this world, inundating it with grace, that this whole world becomes offered up to God, that it becomes holy. So it becomes our job too. The Holy Spirit's mission becomes our mission, that we be convicted of sin and help the world be convicted of sin, that we proclaim God and know God as Abba, Father, that we proclaim and know Jesus Christ as Lord, and that we can be part of that sanctification of this world by our own lives becoming holy and by sharing that grace and message with others. So today, as we marvel at the mission of the Holy Spirit, we also rejoice that the Holy Spirit has invited us to participate in that mission so that we can be his missionaries out in the world. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.